Success in ministry is not about what you do. Success in ministry is about what happens if you were to never come back. Now, in this video, I'm going to get right to the heart of the matter. Things will never be as good and good enough for you to think or feel comfortable enough leaving them into the hands of another. You will never think that things are prepared enough for you to walk away. Well, Jesus left the apostles and ascended into heaven. They did not understand and they outright opposed this idea. If it had been better, Jesus likely would have remained. He said, however, if I do not ascend, I can't send the Helper, the Holy Spirit. Jesus left, but the Spirit remained. Well, Paul, he left every new church he planted. They were brand new Christians. Each and every local church that Paul planted was filled with young and baby Christians. This church was new and it was in need of guidance, and Paul provided that guidance for a season. This likely included training, it included instruction and modeling. This also included the establishment and order of operation, namely the elders and deacons. Paul did not remain at that first church that he planted as the super pastor. Did you hear that? Paul did not stay as the super pastor. So Paul left, but the Spirit remained. We must adopt a deeper trust in God's abilities. We need to see that our personal presence is not nearly as important as we might think. We got to be committed to give ministry away. Let it out of the nest. Let it learn to walk. Give it wings. Give it room. Give it breath. Are you okay with something taking on a life of its own? Are you okay with somebody else shaping what you've started? Are you okay with certain aspects of what you started being undone, dismantled, and remade through the hands of another? Or did your milk just start to curdle a little bit? Are you comfortable with releasing control, or did you just squirm a little bit? Do you feel that it's gotta remain, it must remain in your hands to move forward properly? Are you cool with releasing and that something not keeping its exact or your exact image? Do you, like when you think about walking away, do you have like a skyrocketing sense of anxiety? Ask yourself that question right now. I mean, how much of this hesitation to multiply is about you and about your personal sense of control? I often thought about the ministries under my care as my own personal children. I had oversight and responsibility over Sunday school, children's church, Wednesday night ministry, preteen ministry, special needs ministry, summer programming, and more. And I had to make sure that all of these children or ministries had food, clothing, direction from good old dad, and more. Now, I viewed all of these ministries as my children, and I wanted to raise these children right. And yet, children are supposed to grow up, right? I mean, kids don't crawl forever. Kids should learn to walk, shouldn't they? Am I the type of parent who never wants to let my kids stumble or get a scrape? Would I be a hover parent that inhibits normal growth? Would I demand control around every corner? Would I have to be present at all times, smothering all exploration or freedom? Can I ask you a hard question? Are you cool with one of your children or one of your ministries developing its own personality? Are you okay with allowing another leader space and grace to breathe? Are you willing to provide those needed family values for the ministry and yet allow them the freedom to cut their own way with those family values? You see, it's actually a whole lot like being a parent, isn't it? Now, here's the deal, man. I'm a father of four kids. I have four of my very own physical offspring. The level of my direct involvement, however, goes precipitously down with every year. I am now in guidance mode to my 17-year-old daughter right now. I have set the value structure. I've set the vision for what it looks like to be a family who follows Christ. And now I sit back and allow her to move forward at her own stride, at her own pace, with her personality, and with her own flavor. Now, how weird would it be if I followed my daughter, 17 years old, and I followed her to her daycare job, and I constantly corrected her? Now, okay, now remember, I want you to say it just like this. And if you could, just be exactly like me, actually, and I would feel way more comfortable. Go ahead, carry on, and I'll just stand right over here 4 feet from you and watch every single thing that you do. Don't mind me. How weird and oppressive would that be? I mean, our conversations now are, hey, Dad, what would you do in this situation? Well, how do I answer? Well, first, I reinforce the handful of core values that I've set. And then together, we apply those unchanging principles to her unchanging circumstances. Duh, this is parenting 101, right? But our leadership lives, they often take like this super twisted form of control. Things can have a robotic and warped sense of uniformity. And this not only robs somebody of who they could be, it's actually an affront to God. Listen, when we walk away, the Spirit remains. What if Paul had stayed in Galatia because he felt that his personal presence was the one singular thing that would hold it all together? No matter. You see, nobody would have answered the call to the Macedonian vision. No church at Philippi, no church at Colossae, no church at Berea, no church at Corinth, no church at Ephesus. Paul knew something powerful, that the Holy Spirit would remain and guide them and help them grow. Now, what about you? Is a great ministry initiative unable to happen because you're the one holding it up? Now, you might say, well, hey, Josh, there's only one of me. Quite true. This sounds like an amazing rationale for why you should be multiplying yourself. You see, you can build in safety zones, you can build in healthy checks and balances, you should have healthy guardrails, and you can and should set those up, but can I say boldly, get your hands off the wheel, Dad. Quit trying to drive from the passenger seat, Mom. If you want to kill a ministry and ensure that it will not grow, make sure that you stay directly in charge and you are holding on to it. Now, if you want it to grow, give it away. Listen, people will have buy-in. They'll feel the freedom to spread their wings. People will have skin in the game. Now, I got to ask you, is this hard? Absolutely. You're going to have a fear of personal failure, but I think that we have been almost dominated by this fear of personal failure. This can become like a super big thorn in our leadership. We have a helper, but do we trust the Lord? Do you trust the Holy Spirit? Are you seeking, however, to be the junior Holy Spirit? You see, parents, human parents, we invest 18 years into their children, and it might not take 18 years to develop another leader, but I'm telling you the truth, it ain't going to take 18 days. This is a long-term investment, and I want to invite you to think about this as an 18-week investment, possibly an 18-month investment into the life of another, with, of course, the end of letting another lead. That is the game changer.